Copt 4G Radio Station. Readings from the second Deuterocanonical books.
The Wisdom of Solomon, Chapter 4. Oh, how beautiful is the chaste fruit of purity, for its remembrance is immortal, because it is observed both with God and with men. When it is present, they imitate it, and they desire it when it has withdrawn itself, and it triumphs crowned forever, winning the reward of undefiled conflicts. But the great number of the many different kinds of the impious will not be to their advantage, and spurious seedlings will not be given deep roots, nor will they establish any firm foundation. And if they spring forth with branches for a time, yet being set in firmly, they will be shaken by the wind, and by the superabundance of the winds they will be eradicated. For the incomplete branches will be broken, and their fruits will be useless, and bitter to eat and fit for nothing. For all the sons born from iniquity are witnesses of wickedness against their parents at their interrogation. But the just, if death seizes him beforehand, will be refreshed. For old age is made venerable, neither by lasting long nor by counting the number of years. Yet understanding is the gray hair of wisdom for men, and an immaculate life is a generation of sages. Pleasing to God, having been made beloved, and living among sinners, he was transformed. He was quickly taken away, for malice could not alter his understanding, nor could deceit beguile his soul. For fascination with entertainment obscures good things, and the unfaithfulness of desire subverts the minds without malice. Completed in a short time, he fulfilled many times. Truly his soul was pleasing to God. Because of this, he hastened to bring him out of the midst of iniquities. But the people see this and do not understand, nor do they place such things in their hearts. But the grace and mercy of God is with his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. But the just dead will condemn the impious living, and youth hastily completed results in a long, unjust life. For they will see the end of the wise, and will neither understand nor imagine that he is of God, and that therefore the Lord has safeguarded him. For they will see and despise him, but the Lord will ridicule them. And after this they will fall without honor and with contempt among the dead forever. Seeing that they are puffed up and speechless, he will shatter them and will shake them from the foundations all the way to the top, to their utter desolation, and they will grieve and their remembrance will perish. They will hurry with fear at the understanding of their sins, and their iniquities will bear witness against them.
And glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.